This is The Adam Ritz Show, a public affairs talk show touching on community, health, foundations, and more. The Adam Ritz Show is underwritten by Vibonomics, an audio out-of-home advertising marketplace and audio experience company. Info at Vibonomics.com. And now, from the Vibonomics studios, please welcome your public affairs radio host, Adam Ritz.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. My name is Adam Ritz, and we talk about public affairs in an interesting way on this show. We're proud of that, and we're really excited about the topics we're going to talk about today with our expert, Brenda Kay. I had a chance to meet Brenda recently. She is an expert in hypnosis. She's a world-renowned hypnotist, and you may not realize how hypnosis can help with a lot of the topics that we cover on this public affairs show, from weight loss to quitting smoking to anxiety, even infertility. So we'll jump right in with this conversation I had recently with Brenda Kay, hypnotist and expert in hypnosis. Take a listen. Our guest is Brenda Kay. She's a hypnotist from Denver, Colorado. Hi, Brenda. Thanks for joining us.
Hi.
I was at one of your recent shows, and I learned so much, and I had to have you on this program to talk about what you do as a hypnotist. You help a lot of people with a lot of areas that we talk about on this public affairs show, from trying to quit smoking, weight loss, dealing with anxiety, even fertility and pregnancy. Tell us, I guess, how you got into hypnotism, because I know there's some, if people don't really know what it is, they have some preconceived notions about what it is or what might, probably more importantly, what it isn't. Mm-hmm. So what is hypnotism from behind your desk?
Well, hypnosis is simply a level of mind that we're in and out of all day long. So it's a very natural state that when we go to that state of mind on purpose, we can rework our subconscious mind, which is where our habits, our thoughts, our beliefs, our behaviors are all stored. So we can use hypnosis to tap into that part of the mind to plant seeds for the things that we want, and then to delete or pull out the weeds of the things that we no longer want.
Hypnosis. I called it hypnotism. That was wrong. It's hypnosis. That sounds better, too. It just rolls off the tongue better. And the mind is just such a powerful thing. And where you say, I heard you talk about, like, for the people, the naysayers that are like, well, I don't believe in it, or it can't happen. And you prove to them in 2 seconds that they've been hypnotized within the last week when you walk into a room and you can't remember why you walked in the room. You're hypnotized.
Right. Like I said, it's a natural state of mind. It happens to us all the time when we're driving and we end up at our destination and we don't remember how we got there. Our subconscious mind was driving us, and hypnosis is simply that zone. We just don't tend to think of it as hypnosis because we think of hypnosis as what we've seen in the movies or on TV, where it's like mind control, and it's just not like that. But to be fair, when I first was introduced to hypnosis, the only idea that I had was from the movies, and I was really scared. But I was presented with a hypnosis school that was looking for guinea pigs for their students to practice on, and they said, if you agree to let us hypnotize you, you get your hypnosis for free. And so I said, okay, but is it going to do all of these things like I'd seen on the movies? And I really believed that that's what hypnosis was, until I had somebody explain to me what it was, what it wasn't, and it was really just about getting control over your own mind. And in one of my hypnosis sessions, I had an aha moment, and I knew hypnosis is what I wanted to do to help people. And so I was hypnotized to become a hypnotist.
How long ago was that? How long does it take to become a certified expert hypnotist?
It was probably in 1999 or 2000 that I first was introduced to hypnosis, and in 2001 I became certified. So that first course was about 250 hours, I believe, but I did it twice because there was so much to learn, and then it was just so much fun. I just threw myself into everything hypnosis and took continuing education classes and different specialty classes. There was just so much to learn, and I just was so passionate about what it was doing for me and what it was doing for other people.
And hypnosis, again, it's not like being a psychic. Like you didn't, like growing up, you didn't have conversations with your dead great grandma. I mean, it's like this is totally different than that.
Right. This is a skill that anybody can learn.
Really?
Like anybody can learn how to hypnotize themselves or other people. I think the people that are best with it are the people that have a passion for it. But it really is just a skill that I think everybody needs to learn.
Well, wouldn't that hurt your practice if everybody knew how to do this?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well.
Because just with anything, we can... I hypnotize myself all the time, but I really like when somebody else can guide me into hypnosis and dig deeper to get out what's in there. So even though people know how to do it for and to themselves, they can still be helped by other people that can do it for them.
What do you mean you hypnotize yourself? Like, how does that work, and where does your mind go, and what do you accomplish when you do that?
Well, all hypnosis is self-hypnosis. So even as a hypnotist, I only guide you to the level of mind that we go to in hypnosis.
Are you controlling me right now?
Yes. Look into my eyes. Oh my gosh. I totally forgot the question.
When you self-hypnotize, how does that take place, and what do you accomplish when you do that? After your cup of coffee, do you say, you know what, I'm going to hypnotize myself?
Well, you know, it's super similar to meditation. People wake up in the morning and they meditate, or they meditate at different times of the day. So it's just a state of mind that you can get into with the intention of doing so if you want to do some work. So I like to say hypnosis and meditation are very similar, because you sit quiet and you go into your mind, but hypnosis is meditation with a goal. You have a specific intention of why you want to go into your mind and what you want to accomplish, versus meditation where you quiet your mind, there's no thoughts, you go into hypnosis, you just guide yourself there through being focused on your breath or being focused on something. It's just a place you go to inside, and then you do the work when you're there.
Okay. I want to dive right into the smoking.
Okay.
We talk a lot about heart health, and a lot of people want to quit smoking. You've helped people to do that through hypnosis. Give us some examples, a success story. What would you do when somebody, I know these are all, I'm firing you with questions, but I'm just fascinated that you can help people with this part of their life, because some people can't do it. They've tried everything. And I would expect some people that have tried everything, like they think, you know what, I'll try hypnosis. And they come to you, and then what happens?
Yeah, usually the people that we see are at their wit's end, their last resort. They say, you know, I've tried everything to stop smoking. I might as well try hypnosis. It's the thing is, smoking is a learned behavior. Like, you didn't pop out the chute smoking. You had to learn it along the way, and it becomes a habit, it becomes routine, it becomes part of what you do. There's, of course, the nicotine addictive part of it, but a lot of it, when the nicotine goes away, you still have that want, that desire to put that thing towards your mouth or whatever emotion you've associated with smoking. You smoke for comfort, you smoke for stress relief, whatever emotional power you give it has to be dealt with. And that's the beauty of hypnosis. It deals with the emotional part of your mind, all of those connections. It deals with your habits and behaviors. So we can go into the subconscious, and you've trained yourself to be a smoker. So the hypnosis helps to train you to be a non-smoker, virtually unlearn that bad habit that you learned.
That makes so much sense. And for people that are like wit's end, last resort, again, maybe a naysayer, I don't believe in hypnosis, I guess I'll try it. That last 30 seconds just made so much sense to me. I would expect a smoker coming to your office is like, let's do it. That makes sense to me. And then, so then how long does it take, or how many sessions, or how many look into my eyes does it take before they stop smoking?
Typically with smokers, I would see them for one session.
What?
Like, the habit is just gone.
Wow.
We cut the triggers. It's just gone for them. typically in one session. Some people have more deeper rooted things that we need to just clean up, but for the most part, it's one session.
All right. Well, I'm here to tell you, smokers listening to this broadcast, if you've tried everything, or if you've tried nothing and you want to try something and you want to finally quit smoking, for yourself, for your kids, for your family, maybe look into hypnosis. I'm sure you have something on your website, connected to this.
Brenda Hypnotist.com.
And her name is Brenda Kay, and she is a hypnotist, an expert in hypnosis. The one that's really kind of mind-blowing to me is that you help people with fertility. I have two daughters. The first one came so easy. The second one, we tried for 3 years. We went through the whole fertility thing. What would you have done? Well, I guess not just for me, but what do you do for people that are having trouble with fertility?
Well, a lot of people with fertility issues are highly stressed and type A people that need to be in control of everything that's going on. And so the hypnosis helps to relieve the stress. It helps them to be more calm and feel more in control, and allow their body to function normally and naturally. So hypnosis helps to get you in that parasympathetic state where your body can, which is like rest and digest, it can heal. So if you've got something that's blocking you emotionally or physically from getting pregnant, the hypnosis can help to heal your body and allow you to become pregnant normally and naturally. Or it can help to assist any medical procedure that you're going through, because that whole fertility process or can be really stressful.
So no one's saying that, you know, if you're not fertile, that you can have a baby through hypnosis.
Right,
it's
right.
Just it's another level through your subconscious to unlock some doors within your body.
Yes, yes.
It's just fascinating. I was at one of your shows where you did an exercise that was a lot like meditation. You said it was a lot like meditation where you sort of guided us through a deep relaxation, almost falling asleep. I almost fell asleep, and that's probably a good thing. Mm-hmm. Did you want us to fall asleep?
No. Hypnosis is a level of mind just before sleep.
Well, I didn't fall asleep. So I was before.
You were in that right zone. Hypnosis is just before sleep.
Just before sleep.
Yeah.
And the thing, when it was over, that I'll never forget is when you said, would it surprise you to know that was 19 minutes long? And I would have, if you would have asked me before you told me that, I would have guessed it was about 8.5 or 9 minutes that went by.
Mm-hmm.
And it was double that. That almost proves to me that this stuff is real. If because one of the things working in radio, I can tell you, I can brag about this. Everybody who's ever been on the radio, their superpower is knowing what time it is and how long time takes. Because you put on a 6-minute song to go to the bathroom, and you've got to be back in the studio before that 6-minute song's over,
right,
or there's going to be dead air. So I know what 9 minutes is. And when you told me that was 19 minutes, my mind was blown. That was amazing.
Mm-hmm. And I love to do that because people often wonder, was I hypnotized? Was I not? I don't know if I was really hypnotized. And you can't know if you were there when you're in it, because you're in your subconscious and it's your conscious analytical mind that wants to know. And so I do that exercise to show people, if you had any sense of time distortion, that's a sign that you were in the hypnotic zone. If it felt like more time or less,
I've never had any sort of diagnosis with ADHD. I don't have it. I don't think I do. I just think I have a wandering mind like any normal person. Mm-hmm. But during that exercise, when you were saying, you gave an example of going downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And picture the stairwell in your mind. Picture the stairway in your mind. And I probably spent three of those 19 minutes in my mind bouncing around 50 types of stairways. I mean, from the stairway in the Munsters to the stair. I guess I'm a child of the 70s, and I was raised by a television set because I thought of the stairway out of the Three's Company apartment. I mean, I was going I almost got to the point where I wasn't listening to you because I was thinking about all these different stairways. So if somebody has that kind of mind that's just bouncing around everything, ADHD or ADD or whatever that is, and they're just, are they hard? Is that a hindrance? Is it hard to get cut through to help them with hypnosis?
I don't think so, because hypnosis is a state of focus, concentration, but you can still have your creative mind actively thinking about a million different things. Your subconscious mind moves really, really fast, and it processes information really, really fast. So it's totally fine that your mind was shifting between all of those different scenes. But if I can get somebody that has like ADD or ADHD to focus on something, then we'll get them in that zone. But people that have that shorter attention span would need a quicker process to get into hypnosis, or they would get bored. But I find I so appreciate hypnosis over meditation, because with meditation, I couldn't quiet my mind. I still had that chattery, wandering mind going all over, thinking about this, that, or the other thing. Mm-hmm. And to quiet my mind was super, super hard for me in meditation. But with hypnosis, you get the similar benefits from meditation, but you don't have to be completely quiet. You can still have things going on in the background and get benefits.
I love it. So there you go. So if you've always wanted to get into meditation, but you're like, it's just so quiet, I can't concentrate and think of nothing, hypnosis is the answer, because you're allowed, you're encouraged to have stuff bouncing around inside your head. Mm-hmm. That's good. Our guest is Brenda Kay. She's an expert in hypnosis, and we're talking about how hypnosis can help just in an array of ways in your daily life. I wanted to get to weight loss. That's a big topic in the world of public affairs, with child obesity and again, with heart disease and oh my gosh, I'm forgetting the other disease when you, diabetes, my gosh, diabetes. So, you know, when you lose weight, it helps so many other parts of your life and health. Talk a little bit about hypnosis and weight loss.
Well, hypnosis for weight loss is one of my favorite things to talk about, because it really gives people their power back. Maybe they have learned behaviors that are not helpful from childhood, as far as eating too much or not having enough food or not making the right choices. Hypnosis can go into your mind and help you to rewrite again those programs to make healthier choices much easier. It can make exercise effortless and more enjoyable for you. It can work with your self-image, because how we perceive ourselves makes so much different. Even dare I say, learning to love yourself a little bit more will help you to make healthier choices and to live a healthier lifestyle. So hypnosis just helps to really empower people to live healthier, happier lives.
I'll put you on the spot with a success story with one of your own, I guess, patients or clients in the world of weight loss and getting healthier through hypnosis.
One of my favorite stories was a lady that came to me because she was facing a knee surgery. So she needed a knee replacement, but her doctor wouldn't do the surgery until she had shed 100 pounds, mm-hmm. because her new knee wouldn't take the weight that was currently on her body. And she said it was working out was really hard for her and she couldn't really do it. But I said, you still do have to move your body. Like, hypnosis is not the magic wand that's going to make the weight fall off. You do have to do the work. It's going to make the work you do easier. And so we talked about what she could do to move. And so she just took a few more steps every day. She could walk to her mailbox, and then she could walk a little further. And then she started walking around the whole neighborhood. So exercising more, making the better choices. In a year's time, she dropped the 100 pounds and she was able to have her knee surgery.
That's fantastic.
Yes. So that was really, really cool.
That is great. And then before we have some fun, because I want to talk about some fun things, anxiety. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about hypnosis and how it helps anxiety.
Well, anxiety is one of those overpowering emotions that so often leave us feeling out of control. So mm-hmm. there was a lady that came to me after a show on a ship one time after my seminar, and she said, Brenda, you know, I suffer from anxiety and insomnia, and I have these pills that I take every night before I go to bed, and I've taken them for 16 years. And she said, after your seminar, after the hypnosis, I went to my room, I fell asleep, I woke up in the morning, and I realized that I didn't need my medicine to fall asleep or stay asleep throughout the entire night. And it was just because of the hypnosis. Like, she could finally sleep through the night. So I think that's pretty profound.
There's something to it. Again, I was at one of your shows, my girlfriend and I, and she's had back pain and neck pain forever. Mm-hmm. In fact, my job is to use the massage gun on her neck maybe every day. And you did an exercise, and it wasn't even to cure back pain or neck pain. It was just almost like, you know, the meditation you were talking about. And during that 19 minutes, something happened where it relaxed her to the point where she could look to her right more than she has in the 10 years we've been together. So she's a believer. I'm a believer. Ladies and gentlemen listening, if you haven't considered hypnosis for any kind of help with anxiety, neck pain, back pain, quitting smoking, weight loss, fertility, what am I missing on that list?
What sports performance?
There you go. Do some hypnosis. Stress. You can be in the NFL.
Well, a lot of pro athletes are using hypnosis. Tiger Woods used hypnosis. I have a mentor that works with the U.S. Olympic cycling team to improve their scores. Like, any mental blocks that you need to get over, like, yeah.
Okay. Well, let's have some fun now. The show I was at, you bring people up from the audience, and it's the, you know, you do corporate events as well. I mean, if anybody wants to hire you to come do an event, I want to bring you in to talk to my, for my company too. But you bring volunteers on the stage, and it's that whole, if you've never seen one of these shows, you think, I don't want to do this because I don't want to tell the world my deepest, darkest secret, or bark like a dog, or squawk like a chicken. First of all, it's not like that, is it?
No. The hypnosis that I do for entertainment is really empowering hypnosis. So I ask for volunteers to come on stage. I give them suggestions to have fun. So they come on stage on their own free will, and you wouldn't do anything in hypnosis that you wouldn't do after a couple drinks anyway. So your inhibitions are a little lower, but you are in control. So even if I were to give you a silly fun suggestion that you didn't want to do, you just wouldn't do it.
It's super fun. One example was the lady you told every time she heard applause, she was the star of the show. Everybody in the auditorium was here just for her, and for her to go to the front of the stage and take a bow. And she did it every single time there was applause. And I bet she's somewhere right now taking a bow. It was so good. You mentioned it's not like the movies, and you even mentioned on stage the movie I was thinking of, Office Space, where Peter gets hypnotized. His fiance wants him to get hypnotized for something, but he ends up getting stuck in hypnosis, and that's when he goes to work and just sort of gives up on his job and ends up getting promoted. So, and you stated you can't get stuck in hypnosis, but that's not my question. My question is, what other movies are there that feature hypnotisms or hypnosis that we should look for? Because there's a lot of funny stuff out there.
Oh, man. Well, the movie that scared me about hypnosis was Stir of Echoes with Kevin Bacon, where he goes to a party and gets hypnotized, and it unlocks some ghosts within his mind, or they haunt him, and it doesn't really work like that. There's a new movie out, or it's been out, where he stirs the thing.
Oh, Get Out.
Get Out.
Yeah.
As a hypnotist, that scared me about hypnosis. And there, I think it is another movie out. Shallow Hal.
Shallow Hal. Oh yeah, he gets hypnotized because he's so shallow. He only wants to be with beautiful women. Mm-hmm. He gets hypnotized to see the beauty, the inner beauty in people on the outside.
Yes.
That is a great hypnotism movie.
Yeah.
The one it's not really hypnotism, but the one I kept thinking of during your show, that it took me all day to think of what the movie was, and I finally thought of what it was. Did you ever see a movie called The Amazing, or maybe The Wonderful, Burt Wonderstone?
No.
With Steve Carell.
No.
Okay, he's a Las Vegas magician.
Okay.
Steve Buscemi is his assistant, best friend assistant. And they, I can't say how the movie ends. I wanted to talk about it, but if anybody listening goes to see the movie that hasn't seen it, they're, you know what? Let's just leave it at this.
Okay.
Rent it. The wonderful Burt Wonderstone with Steve Carell. He's a magician in Las Vegas. The final scene, I'll just say it's a cousin of hypnotism and hypnosis. It's very close, and I cry laughing every time I see it.
Nice.
And I'll watch the movie sometimes and just fast forward to the end of the movie to watch this.
Nice.
All right, Brenda Kay, it's been fantastic talking to you. Let's get your digital, how we meet you online. I know your Instagram as well. What is your Instagram, your website, everything else?
Yes. Instagram is HypnoBrenda. Website is BrendaHypnotist.com.
Anything else? Facebook?
I do have Facebook. I think that's the Mesmerizing Brenda Kay. I need to get them all on the same page, but if you go to my website, you can connect with me there on all of the social platforms.
Well, thank you for hypnotizing us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
This is The Adam Ritz Show.
Just a fascinating talk with Brenda Kay. I want to thank her again for her time. Her time is valuable. I did see her speak, and at the end of the presentation, there were at least two dozen people that came up to the front of the stage to speak with her by the lectern, and she deserved all of her rest and relaxation after that, but she still hung around to have that conversation with me so that we could learn more about hypnosis. Again, her website, BrendaHypnotist.com, and on that website, you can find out more about the topics we discussed here on this show, along with finding out how you can commission her to entertain your corporate event. She does empower, educate, and entertain. So it's nearly a comedy show. Well, it is. It's a comedic presentation with her volunteers on stage that she hypnotizes and doesn't really make them do anything they don't want to do. They just, their inhibitions are released. The hypnosis sets in and comedy ensues. So I highly encourage, in fact, I'm going to try to get our executive staff here at the radio station to bring Brenda in for one of our year-end holiday parties. I have no doubt there will be several volunteers here at the station that want to get on stage and get hypnotized to make everyone laugh. Also on her website is what she calls a hypno store. She has links and audio files, almost podcasts that you can download to help yourself with these topics we discussed. Like, for example, I'm looking at it right now. 100 weight loss tips. Add to cart, listen later. Perfect time of year, really any time of year, to get into some weight loss, maybe as a resolution or just to get a little healthier. Her HQ is in Denver, Colorado, although she can help you from anywhere in the world. And you can contact her through that website, BrendaHypnotist.com. My name is Adam Ritz, and if you want to get in touch with me, you can do so on my website, AdamRitzShow.com. That's the place where you can also re-listen to this episode in podcast form, as well as our recent shows. And you can also get in touch with me through social media, Adam Ritz Show on Instagram, at Adam Ritz on Twitter/X. And just search out Adam Ritz on Facebook. Again, it's Ritz like Ritz Crackers or the Ritz-Carlton Hotel. And no, I am not an heir to either one, unfortunately. You know, it just occurred to me, maybe I should reach out to the Ritz Cracker organization or the Ritz-Carlton Hotel chain to see if they want to partner with me on some public affairs initiatives. The Adam Ritz Show, underwritten by Ritz Crackers. I think there's a ring to that. We'll raise money for thirst awareness, because you know how thirsty you get after you eat an entire sleeve of Ritz Crackers. No, seriously, there might be something there. Stay tuned to future broadcasts of this show, and maybe we'll have some information or an update on this. And I'm not going to just reach out to Ritz-Carlton to try to get a free hotel room. I would have done that by now already if that were to happen. And I'm pretty sure I can speak for the hotel chain and say, It ain't never going to happen. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Again, the website, AdamRitzShow.com. And we are at Adam Ritz on Twitter.
The Adam Ritz Show is recorded live in studio at the Vibonomics Worldwide Headquarters. Learn more about the Vibonomics Audio Out-of-Home Marketplace at Vibonomics.com. For information on this broadcast, including past on-demand episodes, interview submissions, and syndication contacts, visit AdamRitzShow.com.